Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today I'm continuing Butte Mountain stories following the signing of the Homestead Act in 1862 by President Abraham Lincoln. Homesteaders began rushing to make their claim on and around the Butte between 1886 and 1913, by which time there were about 100 homesteads. By the turn of the century, that is 1900, there were at least 47 homesteads. Of course, most were close to the river or the lake. The choice land in the Dover Flats area, close to the river on the south side of the Butte, was relatively slow in being claimed due to no accessible road. But when in 1899 a road was surveyed and built from Lakeview over the Butte Saddle and down to Howard's Landing, they came, like the ball field in Iowa. And yet they had 8 to 10 miles of a tough mountain trip to town. There wasn't a trail or a road of note to Maple Creek at the foot of Knapp's Coulee. There was a mountain of rock in the way. So the Knapp's Coulee Road, such as it was not an option. Howard's Landing was where riverboats would nose into the shore at Dover to deliver goods and mail. Dover Flats, now known as Stamen Flats, was a small grouping of settlers who organized a school, had a post office, and used riverboats for various needs till they had a road by 1899, and then trains in 1914. The road up Knapp's Hill from Maple Creek wasn't even surveyed till 1911, and even then, there wasn't a road to Dover Flats. That all changed when in 1912, the Great Northern Railroad began construction of the line to Oroville and blasted the rock between Maple Creek and Dover Flats. And now, with that primitive road past the Maple Creek rock pile connected to the Knapp's Coulee Road, it was possible to go all the way to Wenatchee, but it took all of 3 hours of rough and rock-strewn, unimproved dirt road past Earthquake Point, the site of the December 1872 earthquake, that completely blocked the flow of the Columbia River. The first wagon roads along the river between Antietam and Chelan were built by the American settlers in the 1880s, but the Knapp's Coulee section wasn't ready for several more years. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.